Hello and welcome back to Urology for Everyone podcast. This is Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelivigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital, Bangalore. In today's podcast, I'll be talking on a very important urological emergency, which is testicular torsion. Testicular torsion is a medical condition wherein the patient will have severe pain in the testis, and the pain is extremely and excruciatingly severe, wherein they have to go to the hospital immediately. The pain is always in the scrotum, but sometimes or many times it can be present in the lower abdomen also. Sometimes the pain could be in the upper thigh and the inner aspect of the thigh. Now, what is testicular torsion? How is it caused? Testicular torsion is caused by the twisting of the testis over the spermatic cord. Let me explain. A spermatic cord is a small cord or rope-like tissue which carries the blood vessels and the nerves and the lymphatics from the abdomen to the testis. If there is a sudden twisting of this cord, then the blood supply to the testis is cut off, and this causes severe pain. Needless to say, this always occurs in the males because it is a testicular disease and it's present only in the males. It usually occurs in children between the age of 2 to 3 years or in adolescents between the age of 14, 15 years or so. This is because of the rapid growth of testis in these age groups. Very rarely it can occur in other age groups, but these are the most important age groups. As I said, the patient will have severe pain abdomen and he has to go to the hospital where painkillers are given for the relief of pain. When he goes to the hospital, some tests are carried out to diagnose testicular torsion. The most important is the symptomatology. So when the doctor asks about the type of pain, the patient usually tells the pain was sudden, severe, and there were no provocative factors or causative factors. And on examination, the testis is severely tender or painful, and the doctor can make out some abnormality in the cord because of the twisting. An ultrasound Doppler of the scrotum helps in making the diagnosis, and the sonologist usually reports that the blood supply to the testis either has reduced or it has stopped completely. As I said, this is an emergency. Usually a testis cannot last without its blood supply for more than 6 hours. Therefore, once the patient develops such severe pain, he should go to the doctor immediately, and the doctor also has to make a diagnosis immediately and explore the testis. Explore the testis means the under anesthesia, testis is inspected in the operation theater after making a small cut over the scrotum, and when the doctor sees that there is a twisting of the cord, he untwists the cord. Once the cord is untwisted, the blood supply to the testis is resumed and the testis becomes normal. However, if the testis has not survived because it is more than 6 hours of torsion, then many times the doctor will have to take a decision of removal of the testis. Because leaving behind a non-viable or a dead testis in the body could harm the future fertility of the patient. Once these steps are done, then the patient will have immediate pain relief and he can go home within 24 hours. So this was about torsion of the testis and its management. I'll be back with another podcast next time. Bye.